A full 25%, one quarter of all Hawaii businesses have closed as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and recession. The findings come from a business survey published by the State Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism. The numbers are even worse in tourism-dependent industries like hotels, retail, and entertainment, where nearly half of all businesses are closed. And things will potentially get worse before they get better, says Peter Ho, CEO of Bank of Hawaii.
If we push out 6+ months, that number could easily go to 50%. Think about the process of restarting the economy with half your small businesses gone. And it's not like they just reopened day one because they've been stripped of capital and liquidity.
The recently launched traveler testing program has brought some visitors back to the islands, but it may not be enough. Airline data from last week shows that around 5,000 people per day arrived in Hawaii, about 20% of pre-pandemic levels. That won't be enough to prevent more closures, says University of Hawaii economist Carl Bonham.
You're talking about occupancy rates in the 20 to 30% range. Hotels don't make money at 20 to 30% occupancy. Restaurants don't make money when they're 50% full. That's not enough to sustain all the small businesses.
What could sustain them is another round of financial support from the federal government, which helped businesses survive the initial lockdown in the spring. But with Congress deadlocked ahead of the election, that appears unlikely. The state and counties have tried to provide help through programs like the Hawaii Restaurant Card, but Peter Ho says it's not enough to turn the tide.
That's all helpful, but probably is requiring a larger dosage of capital than is what's available.
With more federal stimulus potentially off the table until next year, workers and businesses may be in for a long winter. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.